government has been mulling national health insurance for years, and today the National Health Insurance Bill was finally gazetted, paving the way for the health department to set up an NHI fund. Now, the public will have 3 months to comment on the bill, along with the changes being made to medical aids via the Medical Schemes Amendment Bill. And Minister of Health Aaron Motsoaledi has already indicated that he expects a hurricane of protest over the draft health laws. He joins us on the line now to get into the nitty-gritty of what we're looking at. Thanks so much, Minister, for your time this evening. So what we're looking at here is a substantial policy shift and a reorganization of the whole healthcare system. Is South Africa ready for this?
Yes, we think it is, as are many other countries. Remember, this change is not only happening in South Africa, it's happening throughout the whole world, because it has been adopted as one of the 17 Sustainable Development Goals of United Nations, which they say every country must try to reach by 2030, and is goal number 3.8. And they said every country at any level of development with whatever resources will be able to be ready to implement this.
Having said that, Minister, I picked up a tweet from Bazima Shiloa today saying that while he's been a supporter of NHI and has been for many years, long before the ANC, in fact, bought into it, he's still against the introduction at the moment, with the healthcare system on its knees. It's a recipe for disaster, he says, that will reinforce views of those opposed to it, and we need to sort out the mess first. What's your response to sentiment like this that is out there, where in principle there's an agreement, but there are huge question marks around actual implementation?
I don't think it's in agreement, because you can't have in agreement with huge parts. If you read the white paper and the proposals we are making in the NHI and the phased-in approach, you'll understand that what he is saying about sorting out the mess, we are doing so. What we reject is that we must step aside, sort whatever mess, and then say we start NHI. Because I said today, the improvement of quality of healthcare in private healthcare is not going to be an event that will start and end. It's going to be an ongoing thing that is continuous and is going to continue forever and ever. So at no stage will you say, I've sorted out the mess, I'm continuing. The two things will be done simultaneously, and that's what the National Development Plan has said. They said in establishing NHI, South Africa has got two problems to resolve. Firstly, the exorbitant cost of private health care, and secondly, the poor quality of care in public service. And so we can't say let's wait and deal with this quality and move on, because no country has ever done that.
Do we have the resources, Minister, to tackle both of the issues head on simultaneously?
Do we have what?
The resources.
Yes, we think the country has got resources to do so. Unfortunately, those resources are preserved for only 16% of the population. And that's one of the things that we need to change.
Okay, let's get into the nitty.
Resources, because the World Health Organization says to be able to do that, you need only spend 5% of your gross domestic product on health. And South Africa is already spending 8.7% of the GDP on health. The question is, where is that money going to and how is it spent? And that's one of the issues that we need to resolve quickly.
Okay, so let's get into the detail here, because what we're looking at is a uniform package of access to quality and affordable health services, irrespective of socioeconomic status, but that medical aid premiums must differ based on what you earn. So how exactly does NHI work in terms of access?
Well, in terms of access, we are saying we want all South Africans to have access to both public and private health care. Because at the moment, 16% of the population have got access to both. People who have got medical aids have got access to private health care. But when their medical aids run out of benefit, they've got access to public health care. So they've got options. They can go either way, but whichever way, they get services. whereas the poor do not get them. And if we belong to a common pool of funds, all people in South Africa will have access.
So let's get to that funding then, Minister. Someone has to foot the bill. So how exactly is this going to be funded?
The Treasury always decides on how to fund government programs and what you call, who is funding free higher education. How are we funding the social security of 17 million beneficiaries? All those things are not decided by a minister. They must be decided by the government of the day and the Treasury. They will see exactly how this whole thing is funded.
If the ball is in the government's court, do you see funding the NHI resulting in trade-offs with other national development plan programs such as the social security reforms and tertiary education? Is that what it comes down to at the end of the day?
I'm sure the whole government planning system is about trade-offs, and that happens in every country. I don't know any other country that when they implement programs in their country do not do trade-offs in terms of priority, in terms of when to do what. That happens all over the world and is going to happen right here.
Amongst the biggest obstacles to the implementation of the bills, we've got translating political will into action. We've got getting complete buy-in, Minister. What about convincing consumers that they will receive quality healthcare from the public sector, whose inadequacies in the first place gave rise to the private healthcare space in the country?
It is not true that the public sector gave rise to the private healthcare. It's absolutely not true. Private healthcare was deliberately planned after 1976 to try and privatize health for a few people. And that's why when the medical aid started, if you look at the Medical Aid Act for 1967, it started by saying for whites only, because blacks were not allowed. From there, a few blacks were co-opted to be in the medical aid scheme. And during that time, after 1976, the National Party government stopped funding public health care or reduced their funding in order to build private health care. So it's not true that private health care started because public health care was not doing well. It's absolutely not true. I still remember around about 35 years ago how public hospitals were doing very well, including the performance of the first heart transplant ever in the whole world in Groteskill Hospital, which was a white public hospital. So it's not public health care that gave birth to private health care. It's private health care that gave birth to itself and started undermining public health care. But we are not saying the public must be forced to use public health care. They'll only use it if it attains particular standards. Our bottom line is that we've got two health care systems. One of them is heavily resourced, and only one group of people can use both. We want all people to be able to use both.
What's your take, Minister, though, on the state of the public healthcare system in South Africa and the priority areas that need to be addressed foremost?
Pardon me, I didn't hear your question very well.
What's your take, though, on the state of the public healthcare system in the country and what needs to be done to stabilize that entire healthcare system right now?
Well, I have said it's under severe distress. A lot of things are not going very well. And today I've outlined how we are going to make them to start doing well. The first thing I mentioned was that we are the ones who mentioned the Office of Health Standard Compliance and the Umbat's office right from the beginning. Secondly, I said the biggest problem that led public health care to be where it is are four issues. It's human resources, financial management, procurement system, maintenance of infrastructure and equipment, and all these are provincial functions. And today I was outlining how we are going to try and change them.
Well, we look forward to that change. Minister, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Of course, that was Minister of Health, Aaron Motsoaledi. Of course, just outlining how the department sees NHI working. Not enough time to get into the detail of the Medical Schemes Amendment Bill, but we will also be putting that under scrutiny at a later stage as it spells major changes to medical aids.